Hi Tony, it's Shannon again, and this time I'm here to talk to you about our critical thinking skills and our opinion and the physics problem solving method. Well, first, you wanted us to answer the question of what do we feel? And I personally was kind of confused when I first started reading this article because to me it seemed like a whole opinion in itself. But overall I agreed with the whole article. I really liked the examples that it gave about physicists using problem-solving skills in their everyday, and especially how they compared physics to chemistry, to biology, and to psychology, and lastly, sociology. So, overall, I think the article was great, and I agreed with everything that it had to be said. I think that critical thinking skills are very important for everyday use. You mentioned in the article that to use critical thinking skills, you first need to gather as much information as possible. Then you need to think carefully about how you interpret the evidence. And then lastly, you need to be responsible for your opinions. And I don't think this could have been said any better than critical thinking skills is something that we would be using every day. Okay, next you asked, why does a formal training in the physics problem-solving method produce more successful people? And I have to go back to the article where it stated that scientists may be more disciplined than the regular person living, working, raising a family, etc. But they can and do fall into the same traps as everyone else. To observe the world and all its interactions is an impossible ambition. To search for a path that leads to survival is ruthless and most random, but we all do this every minute of every day of our lives. Some seem to do it better, or they may be disposed to discovering the one path that will lead so many of us to a better life. I agree with that because I think that scientists do think a little bit differently because of the fact that they are educated to use those problem-solving skills every day. And so instead of a normal person thinking of it as, okay, I'm going to get up to brush my teeth this morning, scientists think of it as, okay, I'm going to get up to brush my teeth this morning because I don't want the outcome of cavities. Next, I think that problem-solving methods guides our thinking process. Also in the article, it stated that humans are constantly required to solve problems. And I agree with that to an extent, because I think that all humans do use your problem-solving skills every day, but I think a lot of people don't realize they're using their problem-solving skills, but still go on with their every day-to-day tasks. And lastly, you wanted us to provide a personal experience that we had, either with someone who did not use to agreed upon of our opinion or problem-solving method. And the life experience I want to give is from my educational background of kinesiology and physical therapy. As a physical therapist, we want our patients to be in the healthiest manner they could be. So we will constantly be telling our clients to eat healthy and diet properly. So for personal experience, I would say that I remember going to a physical therapist one time, and the physical therapist had a client, and he was obese, and he was having major league back problems. So he was telling him that he needed to eat properly and start exercising on a daily basis. Well, the physical therapist knew that the outcome of this would be really good. But the client didn't really understand as well, considering his horrible background of not eating very healthy. So, the client obviously didn't agree with it, but he went along with what the therapist had to say, and ended up losing weight and having less back pain. So, obviously, the physical therapist knew the outcome of the critical thinking skills from the very beginning, and tried to explain it to his client, and the client didn't really have the same opinion as him, but did it anyways, and the outcome was an advantage. So there you go, Tony. There's my opinion of the article and my life experience itself. I hope you enjoyed this wonderful recording, and you have a wonderful Thanksgiving holiday. And I don't really know what else to say except for have a great day, Tony. We'll miss you. Okay, bye.